Hello and welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 3, Episode 5! This week I'm joined by Ryan Lott.
Ryan!
God, fuck!
Ryan, no!
Been planning that. Complete retaliation. Oh,
this is getting so scripted.
Ryan, yeah. Rock of this podcast.
Yeah.
You got to say stuff.
Absolutely. Freddie Mercury.
No, when I say rock, I mean like you're just there forever.
Oh, like a stability.
Like a rock.
Yeah, I'd take that.
Not
take that.
Fucking Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury.
He's like rock.
And you went straight
the
for
rock of this podcast.
Max Smith is here.
I'm the roller, I guess.
And Tom Looney.
Looney.
Who has actually been in every episode this year?
Yeah, well done. Really, really strong start.
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury.
You'd be the Blackpool Rock, mate.
Yeah.
Just snap it off and throw it in the bin.
Brilliant. Oh, I see it, yeah.
Just could have been a really bad start.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
I've seen a lot of these big podcasts have had big guests. True Geordie's had, Russell Brand, other people. Jack Mate's had Rob Brydon, although, his terrorist thinks I wouldn't go there. I have pulled one out the bag. I like that. So your eyes light up. I got us the biggest guest money can buy.
Fantastic.
Max has been in cahoots with it all week. And the Queen will be joining us later on.
Wow.
The Queen. Queen Elizabeth II. Look forward to that.
What a year.
She's been very active on the comments recently.
Yeah. The only thing that could stop us is her getting COVID. But I doubt that it's the Queen. She's got so many guards.
Yeah.
So many guards. No one's getting near her.
Yeah.
All those corgis just go.
Yeah. Couldn't possibly catch it.
What do you know?
Why are you saying that with a big smirk?
I was just agreeing what you were saying.
No, what was that smirk all about?
The smirk was just, I'm just so excited to see the Queen.
Yeah, but you said it in such a way that you think something's going to happen.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Ryan?
I don't want to ruin any future jokes, but the Queen has COVID.
Fuck off. I had a really good character prepared.
Oh, do you want to do it anyway?
No.
Okay.
So I had to put a downer on it.
You're still smirking, man.
I'm going to delete all my really good Queen questions.
Yeah.
Put some nice spray on today as well. That was a waste.
Well, you knew. Fucking clamping. Hey, Ryan, what have you been up to?
I have been watching a lot of boxing this week.
Dave's been rubbing off on you.
You're right.
I watched the Khan fight with... Oh, fuck. Brooke.
Yeah.
And since then, I've just been watching videos.
Just been watching
YouTube,
again.
Just fights.
Such a lad, aren't you?
By, loads of fights. I've just been watching Fraser and that really famous boxer.
Ali. You are struggling.
With just watching their three fights over the years. Yeah. That was quite interesting.
Are you trying to impress?
No, I'm just trying to say, oh, sorry for saying something this week.
Yeah.
Attitude.
I've still got a lot more to learn.
You used to call it a match.
Yeah.
Yeah, boxing match.
A game, that was it.
Oh, game.
Boxing game.
Go to the big game.
Yeah. Game. Do you reckon you're going to take up boxing?
I don't think I'll be very good.
Why?
I just don't think I've got that. I think actually being in the ring, the mentality to take the punches and dish it out. And
you can do any of your plans on them.
You take a lot of hits on this podcast.
Yeah. Physically, though, I think I'd be fucked after the first round.
A little tickle to your
ear. I'd be a terrible boxer.
You're just in it for the ring girls, aren't you?
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
You'd be so happy to make it through the first round just to see them parading around.
Or maybe the actual boxing would be all right. It'd be all like the beef before. In the interviews.
What kind of stuff would you
stomach, isn't it? I just looked at the wrong fucking camera.
Like dishing out all the shit before. And like, ooh.
Yeah. Max, what have you been up to?
On the Elden Ring hype, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Elton's ring, he said. I don't know what he was talking about there. Wow, a lot of hype.
Was it as good as the hype?
It's not out yet. It comes out Friday.
He's been out for years, mate. Speaking of things that blow, there was a storm. Not one, not two, but three. Storm Dudley. Storm Eunice and Storm Franklin. Which one was your favourite, Ryan?
Franklin, maybe.
Maybe.
Whichever one was a few days ago. Eugene. Oh, no, it was Eugene.
Eugene.
Eunice. Right.
You know, that's funny, eh?
No, I thought you said Eugene.
Misinformation isn't Eugene. Funny, Ryan.
I thought it was Eugene. Apologise.
Yeah, did anything funny happen in the storms? See anyone fall?
Saw a trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
I know they got blown over because I was walking down the street and the wind was taking me to the side. Mm. Terrible. Mm.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
The Irwell River has got very high.
Yeah. It's hanging out with you.
Gone over the bank. Brilliant.
Oh, if you don't want to, don't clap.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Tom.
Yeah, done some stuff. Bigger way day up in Rotherham during the storm.
God.
Yeah. Up the ticks.
Yeah.
Did they win?
1-1.
Tourette Support
one,
Foundation
one.
Up the ticks.
So that was good. My cat died. it was a rough night.
Why would you throw that in? Was an MEL night.
Yeah.
Sorry to swear that, man.
It's all right, mate.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, you know. We're hoping for 3 points.
Yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good result away from home. Onwards and upwards. Yeah. To Oscar.
To Oscar, yeah, Oscar. Cheers.
Yeah.
How old was Oscar?
18 years.
Wow. God.
18 and a half years, I think. Oh,
how many is that in cat years?
Oh, he was an old man in cat years. Yeah.
Old cat man.
Old cat man.
Me and Tom went to the Prescott pub crawl. Come on, lads. Karen Green was also there. we got there and we were in the Wetherspoons in Prescott. Yeah, that was a big scrap.
Mm.
How was it, Tom? Oh, Joe went with us.
Joe McGrath went with us. Was I doing something the next day? I had reason to try and be cautious, but went to Wetherspoons and had about 4 pints in there.
Wow. Yeah.
Told Devon I didn't drink much. just a pint.
But two of those were water, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe it was 3 pints, but you know, it was just a strong start, and then it was.
But 4 pints back, two of them were water.
Well, Joe was drunk in the car going there, and he was very, very. Yeah, he was going on about just anything and everything. He was texting the group chat with.
He was nervous.
Tommy.
He was nervous, like just
saying, "Are we having fun?"
Yeah,
when we were both sat. Oh.
He had a pint can of Red Stripe that he kept offering me a bit of every 5 minutes. But you know, 20 minutes in, he hadn't opened it yet.
It was a nuisance,
yeah, proper nuisance.
I'd warned him about Tom's cat was ill. First thing that he says when Tom gets in the car is, "How's your cat?"
Yeah, proper smug like.
And then he dedicated a song to Tom's cat.
Yeah,
he's just anything he could.
I kind of chipped away at him throughout the night, though, you know, in true fashion.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. We ended up in Liverpool just raving away. That's what we do. As soon as we got there, I was like, I need to go home.
Was it fun? Did you manage to do the whole 12
pubs? They stopped after.
They did, yeah.
A couple, didn't they?
Oh, really?
Went to some tapas bar.
It was chaos. I went to the tapas bar. I avoided getting food in spoons.
Yeah.
With the help of some lovely patatas bravas.
Of course.
Yeah. Got to the tapas bar. Stopped serving food.
The rumour went around the Wetherspoons that there was no chips, and I've never seen, you know, chaos like it.
Fucking hell.
No chips!
That'll be.
Especially in Prescott. Another chip.
Yeah.
Was it an early one? Was it like an all day drink?
It started at 1, but we got there at 5.
Fair.
Because, you know, I don't have it in me to do all that.
When did Cameron give out his certificates?
Right, so I was carrying around paper plates with certificates on them. In this club in Liverpool, I go in my coat and I'm like, what the fuck is that? Pull out a big stack of paper plates. Just look like a weirdo who prepares his own buffet in a club.
Well, he binned that off as well. He binned off the rest of the pub crawl and the awards that he'd been sat in the corner in Wetherspoons, smugly writing, looking around at people, kind of chuckling to himself as he's writing these things. We fucked that off. Chaos.
Really was. Joe, at the end, we were outside outside a takeaway. Joe was having chicken wings, classic.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And then I was minding my own business. And then next thing you know, these people are shouting at Joe, who had just stood to the side, and they go at him. And Joe starts confronting them, like he's about to kick off. So I go over, I'm like, sorry, I was just ignoring whatever's going on. And Joe had thrown his chicken wing near them. his discarded one. And then they were having a go, being rude.
Yeah. I mean, we're taking his word for it that he threw the chicken bone near them.
Yeah.
God. He was really, really gunning for it.
Wow. Doesn't seem like Joe.
No.
He seems to just take it on the podcast.
This is it. This is why I was shocked. So from now on, I'll never utter a bad word about Joe. Oh, by the way, if you see a video of Joe, not in a park, but but when it's not with us, please don't comment saying he does anything with dogs, because it might get him sacked.
Yeah, leave that to us.
Yeah.
We'll get him sacked.
I understand that, I've repeatedly mentioned it, but please don't. Please leave Joe alone, because he's going to snap. But we got home eventually, although Joe made us go to his house first.
On Sunday.
He was very drunk. Yeah.
God, imagine.
So the other week, or last week, my mum came out of the gym and saw loads of police and fire brigade in the park. What was it for?
Yeah. Is this in St. Helens?
Yeah.
Did a storm blow a car upside down?
Wow, good guess.
Okay, so I'm going to say the same.
Right.
I don't know, some people doing weird stuff on the park.
Not far off.
To animals.
There was a pedo in the tree.
Actually,
what? A pedo in the tree?
That's my sense of humour, that is.
What, which bit?
Just the idea.
Calling the fire brigade to get a cat down.
Yeah.
Not a pedo, what?
So,
that's bad.
So I was like, I can't see him.
Fucking hell.
There he is. Just
mental.
Standing up in the tree.
Fuck me. I was like,
that's
fucking brass eye, man. A paedophile disguised as a tree.
It's just the way the tree's burned.
It's winter. Oh, no.
Sponey's like a most wanted in St. Helens.
No.
Horrific.
That's insane.
Paedophile in a tree.
Do you reckon he called them because he was stuck up there?
Car.
Don't mind what I'm doing.
Well, these trailers sweets leaning up to the bottom of the tree. What are you doing?
I get it.
Like the fact that the tree's a space of operations.
So has he been arrested now?
I'd hope so. Have you ever seen someone more guilty than hiding up a tree?
the funniest part is the tree doesn't have any leaves on it.
Well, that's what I mean.
It's just a bare tree.
A few months till spring.
Can anyone nip the asters? Fucking peed up a tree.
The Queen tested positive for COVID. Oh, I should have known. Oh.
But she's carried on working now. An example to all of us. Hard at work.
Someone's got to bribe those women.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your lips. Unless Andrew wants you to open them.
You reckon he's ever been up a tree?
I was just going to say.
I can't believe it. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
That's when he settled. Yeah. Their lawyers, just a brown envelope with an image in it. I'll pay you whatever you want. Just in a park in St. Helens.
All those years of being the scout leader, seeing them get up a tree, finally paid dividends. Proud of him. I saw a clip from Loose Women, and it was on a True News, and there was that Carol McGiffin or something. Okay. They're talking about this money, like £12 million pounds of taxpayers' money being given to this woman, and she goes, "I don't care. I just don't care. It's the royal family. They can do what they want." And this is on daytime TV.
What? That's mad.
And she's being paid to just go, "I don't care." How could you be so
That's awful.
Blind as a woman?
Yeah.
Loose morals.
Wow.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to say it then.
Really good, Max.
Yeah, we'll have a talk after the show.
Ooh, I don't like the F words though. Aggressive, aren't you? I think we should shoot her.
Yeah.
Carol McGiffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just everyone. Don't
That's
care,
awful. I don't care if they, touch kids.
No.
And then
spend
family.
£12 million.
Yeah.
Carol still gets paid. Yeah. She's all right with it. She's a bitch.
Not watching
you, Carol.
In years.
Thriller in Manila is going to be me and Carol McGiffin.
Yeah.
I'm just going to kick her in the head and get disqualified. What do you think of that, Ryan?
I very much enjoyed that comment.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, do you want a segment?
Yeah.
Of. My peach.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Cruz Beckham is presented with a huge Billie Eilish-themed cake as David and Victoria help their youngest son celebrate his 17th birthday.
Youngest son.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Thank you, Tom. Because we sent him on an all-inclusive holiday to Miami to see what was going on.
No more talking.
Has it been unplugged the whole time?
No. Has it?
I hope not. Because all my great stuff.
All right, let's quickly just say some stuff. In
yeah, been off a tree. Nah, mate. Not
Elton
me.
Elton John.
Elden Ring. Elton John.
This is You Laugh, You Lose. I laughed first last week at whatever Max did. This week I've prepared a little video.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, that's just very disrespectful.
So get ready for this. If you laugh, you lose.
Because it was me last week, you know.
Only 15 seconds. That's all you have to last.
Steven plays a video that we can't show. Maybe you can get it on Ryan's OnlyFans.
It's the little Willy comment at the end that got me. It was actually a stranger. Just
a stranger just little walking Willy. Past. Went, little Willy. Hey, little Willy.
Oh, fuck me.
You like that?
As soon as his little face turned around. Oh, fucking hell. I don't remember that.
So I was mainly tense for that video. What the fuck have I done here?
I went through my phone the next day. I was like, what's this?
Did you get Ryan now?
Yeah, Ryan left.
Ryan left.
Mm. You're so cheeky, aren't you? Not a scoundrel.
Look forward to this that next week.
I look forward to you doing your gauzy eye for 30 seconds.
I'm laughing now, to be fair.
Yeah, that's good now because there's no restrictions on it.
Yeah.
Have a laugh if you want.
Okay.
Go on.
Just make a joke.
Oh, shut up. Shut up, you
I'll
fucking
clown. I'll make a joke in a minute.
Oh, God, yeah. 1 minute turns into 60, turns into a year.
Oh, whatever. It's so cheeky.
It's on my thing.
Oh, no.
Shut up and sit down. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
Oh, wait, is that for what I just said?
Yeah. Really stepping on my toes there.
Ow!
This week's talking point, a little question popped into my mind. What's the most out of place you've felt?
Out of place?
I once got on public transport.
Wow.
Once I accidentally stepped into a harvester.
To the Poundland once. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Picking up a lint roller.
Plus. Is that why when he said he's the rock, you said you're the roll because you're the old lint roller?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I think with that, yeah.
When I was in school, a lot of my friends were. So I had like my group of friends that I was at school with, and then those that I went to primary school with. But a lot of them went to grammar schools, and as we got older, talking like just about to go into uni,
they were
all doing things like accounting and
your parents was a fucking hated you.
You know, like different sciences, and then
what like?
And I'd be like, oh, I'm going to do comedy writing, and they just took absolute
writing
and performing.
Yeah, no, I just meant you writing.
Oh right,
right.
That's a great one. That's a great one. Cheeky.
Told you.
Yeah.
Told you. You said I couldn't do it. Yeah. Eat
you.
Shit beef now. Yeah. Some good smack talk from you.
I think that's when I felt a little bit out of place because they're all looking at me as if like in disbelief.
You probably thought that, but
to disbelief,
you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Who's laughing now?
Yeah, man.
Fucking.
No, we're not. You're writing, mate.
Don't listen to him, mate. King Arthur and the Round Table. That's the one. That's the one.
Not been fully written yet.
It's not been fully written.
Rewrite it.
Yeah. I went to pick my housemate up from One Central nightclub one time. Felt a bit out of place there.
What were you doing picking them up? Just like
meeting them to walk home because I was at venue, you know.
Oh yeah, venue bopping.
Yeah, where I was absolutely where I should have been. One Central, not so much.
Where's One Central?
It's near where Red's True Barbecue used to be, or is somewhere around there.
No, yeah.
Bit of an urban club.
Okay,
overpriced.
Yeah, one
Red's
time.
True Barbecue.
Yeah.
So, Christ.
Belted out of place with a big bag of coppers.
How much?
Let me check if it's on voucher. No, forget it.
Me and Devin went to a bar in Marseille. A lot of people start kind of the Riviera there, like with the yachts and stuff. So a lot of them kind of pull up in the harbour. And so there's a few like nice hotels and a few bits that are, you know, for them sort of folk.
Yeah.
So we went to this nice panorama view and it was just all like millionaire kids.
Oh,
paid like €30 for a drink.
Oh.
One drink.
Yeah.
God. And we were just kind of a bit worse for wear. Just
can you hear someone scruffy in the background saying, "How much?"
Is that restaurant barbecue, this?
It's just covered in sauce.
I was in Marseille. There was one night I was having a meal.
Oh, sorry, were we done with that bit?
So, oh, sorry,
I
sorry,
just enjoyed a good laugh there.
Yeah. All right.
And then in comes Ryan.
I was just excited to tell my story.
Yeah,
it might not be that good.
Oh, go on.
I was just having a meal by myself, and
everyone else had friends.
And the restaurant was pretty empty, and I thought, oh, I'll go in here. Had the food, and as I was halfway eating my food, it was like just gone midnight.
Which one is it, Ryan?
And it was when it was Eid, I think.
Okay.
And everyone was fasting.
Yeah.
And everyone came in at once, and it was just
at midnight. The sun goes down before midnight.
There was a reason.
It
then
wasn't midnight. It was sunset, but it was quite late.
Idiot, Ryan.
But it was sunset, so they come to break the fast.
I felt incredibly out of place then.
What happened?
It wasn't about it.
Fucking hell, shit, did I?
Yeah.
One of Ryan's racist stories.
Yeah. You had to be there, really.
Yeah.
Glad I wasn't.
It's fucking pre-Brexit times, eh?
Tell you what, I was out of there fast.
Yeah, mate. I was just sat there watching the football and then...
When have I been out of place?
Uncomfortable throughout the whole of that story.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I cut that bit before.
Went to Saint-Tropez.
Oh, yeah.
It was out of place there, but I was with Will, so we were both out of place.
Mm.
Yeah, same vibe to what you were on about. Not so much you.
Yeah.
First, like, day or so on the comedy course. At uni, I just felt out of place because everyone was an adult.
Yeah.
And I was about 13.
Yeah, me and you.
Yeah.
Two adults.
Yeah. Well,
just lads.
Yeah.
Just lads. Nah, more to your
character. So much
just
fun. No, so much fun.
Back then.
Let me string to my bow.
Yeah. He used to carry around his tally of lad points that he had.
I'm breaking them in, baby. Yeah.
I forgot about lad points. 10 lad points.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah.
Oh, like right.
Weird little thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Got them all on paper plates.
I felt out of place at prom because I was the only one who didn't have product in the hair. It was fluffy. And I was the only one wearing a purple shirt.
We dress as a Joker.
Purple shirt and fluffy hair.
I wish I had his confidence.
Shagging tonight.
Imagine that in the back. Hey, you cock block. Fuck off, man.
Cock block, man.
That's what they call me.
Call me. The first time I went to a YouTube event,
yeah,
they were all like, oh, yeah, loads of followers. And I was just stood there like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And one guy asked to see me, who was a fan. That's made up. Ryan, have you got one? Because we haven't had one from you yet.
Yeah. What about my really good school one?
What about when you performed at the Comedy Store with all those comedians?
No, I absolutely smashed that. Thank you very much.
It's like when someone smashes a bottle.
Yeah. Well, by smashed it, I mean, you
smash
know.
Smash the record for quickest out of there.
Yeah.
That was the audience.
Wasn't that you?
20p, baby. Money's money.
I'm after an edge true man. When they beat us,
can't believe someone did that.
Uh. I felt out of place with the, in the green rooms, but you've got comedians there going, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
I've had to do a few dances, quite a bit of dancing.
Yeah.
And I hate that because I'm a terrible dancer.
Why would you go for that career path where you have to sing and dance, right?
Well, it was just a tiny bit of it.
Sure.
It was a tiny bit of it, a couple of songs. But I always feel really out of place because there's a lot of musical... When I was doing it, a lot of musical theatre people would be there. And
yeah.
It was very natural to it.
In Freshers, we went to a thingy, a night out in Freshers. I felt out of place again because I was about 12.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I sound never so bad. Even when I was like 16. Going to 42s.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, man.
I hope that that doorman old woman has been sacked.
Yeah.
Real lapse of security there.
Yeah. Put my dad's coat on.
My maths class.
No, mum, no. That's disgusting, mate. Yeah, sort your head out.
My maths class in school.
I love that anorak.
My maths class in school had to join with the top set for a lesson. Felt quite out of place there.
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
This is what you could be if you don't pay attention.
Being scared straight.
If you slip off a cliff and bash your head, this could be you.
They didn't choose this life.
That first class ticket on the train?
Tricket.
You felt our place?
Yeah, maybe for a little bit.
Opposite you?
Well, but it was the first time.
First class ticket on a train?
Yeah.
First class on a train, I don't find that luxurious. It's like, I'm not going to pay for this.
Yeah. Well, I've never done it before.
You're hearing that security.
Yeah.
If you catch me in first class.
No, I mean, I've done it when it's been like paid for off.
Yeah.
But like, I would never spend my own. It's not necessary.
Don't you just flash your Instagram and go, I think I'll stay here for free, thanks.
Yeah.
Doesn't work with mine.
No.
Don't have it, do you? So those pictures just of Macron. All the followers in the world. Is that a picture?
This is what I've been eating, mate.
My dinner in 2013.
Macro.
Least professional thing we've done, and you've put like steal from work, that sort of thing. But you spelled sorta, S-O-R-T-A. Ooh, yeah, that's a bit unprofessional.
I did steal from work.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Took something from Stephen's house.
Zoe, please return.
There's a box of Freddos, but a full box, like...
That was from a nephew, mate. What the fuck? He didn't steal.
No, I never do that, man.
Yeah.
But I did steal a big box of Freddos. Yeah. There's about 100 in there.
From where?
It's a place I used to work in Portsmouth.
Naughty.
Yeah.
And then I think because that box got stolen, the price went up.
Mm. Yeah.
That lands at your feet.
Yeah.
Did you do it again?
Yeah. Of course I would. Big box of Freddos.
Wow.
On a company dime. Yeah.
Did you sell them or just eat them?
I stood in front of where they would have been. There's none there, but I've got fucking loads. Doesn't work. Made no moolah.
No, I didn't mean selling them at the workplace. Fucking stupid.
Hey up, guys.
Imagine that in like a bank heist.
He got as far away from the scene as he could. Just to the entrance.
Got a stitch. A chocolatey stitch.
Oh, they're fucking melted. Oh, that'd be horrible. 100 bags of goop.
Max's goop.
Yeah. Come on, kids. Try some of Max's goop.
Max's froggy goop.
So you just ate them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How quickly?
About a week.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well done. Ryan.
Thank you.
Ryan, you're coming in with a sick
I've
light.
Done it.
Yeah.
That would have been.
I stole toilet paper from a special needs school.
Straight out of the hands.
Didn't even fucking need it.
You're not going to need that.
Ran out of toilet paper for, while I'm here, I'll just...
Like they say, went into disabled school.
Just thought, and then I got home and I realised, what was I doing? Like, could have just walked to Tesco across the road.
Yeah. And the fact you say could have just walked.
I know.
How just disrespectful you are of your privilege.
How low. Yeah.
Back when Ryan had a phobia of shitting in our flat.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to go to the pub.
Yeah, used to on campus. Walk for about 10 minutes to go for a poo instead of just using my own toilet.
So one day when we were walking past, we stole all the toilet roll from the pub. I just remember him going and then coming back, getting toilet paper and going back. Looking all depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking half an hour trip.
Really need.
What were you worried? I take it you were worried about these two.
Yeah, just,
What?
On edge.
Not going to go near your smelly bum.
I know. What do we want to do with your fucking poo?
When you walk in that bathroom and Ryan's been.
Yeah. He always used to ask me what I was doing as well, like in the, when I was in the cubicle, you having a poo?
No.
20 lad points.
No, I'm doing some homework. Go away.
Bits of tissue roll flying down at me.
I used to wet it.
Yeah.
To be, you know, bug him when he was in the shower as well.
Yeah, yeah. Stop. Poke my knob with a broom. Oh no, that wasn't you.
No, was Dan. That wasn't me.
Dan Teenby, I think.
Poke your knob with a broom.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just poking just indiscriminately into the shower curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, it wasn't me.
We bumped into each other like 4 a.m. or whatever, absolutely made each other jump, and you punched. Oh, was it you?
No, it was me. I'd scared you a few times, and then you got up one time like in the middle of the night, and just before me to the bathroom. And we had a little bit in between the hall and the corridor. Yeah. Ryan's got up and seen me coming and thinking, here we go, I'm going to fucking get him back. He had jumped out at me and I just punched him square in the face.
Yeah.
Well, when I did 4-hour shifts as a waiter, I used to sneak off for at least half an hour and just sit in the toilets.
Yeah.
Too much for me.
Not surprised. Yeah.
It's immoral. Binned a few leaflets when I was supposed to deliver leaflets. Yeah, been a bad boy.
Yeah.
So what?
Watched Wimbledon for about 10 minutes when I was in an office job.
Did an office job?
Yeah. God, I've worked.
This guy's been around.
Yeah, I've got a swell. That's the reason he sacked me.
That's why he's...
Looks like he's up to no good. You're not going to be the school janitor for much longer, Stephen. Especially with that menace you've got cahoots in. Nicking toilet roll. We were the dream duo for a while.
Yeah, do you know what? I took a lot of cig breaks at my old job.
Yeah. Ryan Barry.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it was your own time you wasted.
Ooh. Yeah, I remember that when I'm on my deathbed.
Yeah. I'll say it again, don't worry.
Yeah. You will as well. It's the last thing I'll ever fucking hear. I'm passing away into the, you know, wherever I go. Who knows?
Ryan's talking to say, is he going to need that toilet roll?
Oh boy. As you're pouring porridge over me, whatever it was.
He died of stress.
His penis has been poked by a broom too many times.
Massive
hemorrhoid. Fuck off.
I was going to say hemorrhage.
Oh right.
But yeah. Lead with massive. We let a giant slug serve drinks at Lion Bar. That was really unprofessional.
Fuck right off.
We realised what we'd done though, so we had to run on with fucking a big bowl of salt and just get the...
It was a stick insect friend.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
It's like Bugs Life. Especially with this maggot in a shit.
Chase it off them.
Maggot.
Love him.
Yeah. Love a maggot.
Do you feel out of place in TGI's? Would you look it?
No.
How have you not snapped yet?
I've not. Honestly, I swear it's just when you guys come in, I just.
What's that say about
us? But you always say how much you ate it, and you're miserable there.
I do.
And you'd rather be dead.
I also do enjoy it. Like, I actually don't mind being there when I'm there.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Not. I mean, you should love your job, mate. You know.
Yeah.
You should love your job. You never work a day.
Do something you love.
You're so right. You're so right.
I've been working so much, man.
No, we have so much fun.
I've actually applied for some jobs, so.
Have you?
Yeah, name three.
Yeah. Nah, I'm not gonna. Ah, okay, I've applied for a job. Well, there might be more in the pipeline.
Rumble.
Oh, you trying to get a job in the pipeline? In the sewers.
The sewer boy.
Not bad.
Must be some toilet roll. That'll do. I could just shit here.
Wow. Is that what you look for in a job?
Tom, least professional thing you've done. Got the bingo dressing gown.
You stole from work, didn't you?
Nah, that was different.
That was it.
Yeah, we all it was like
2014.
It was all the stuff that the raffle stuff, and after it didn't get used, you know, we all helped ourselves a bit.
Pillaged it.
Looking out.
I got sacked from that job for
rightly so.
Supposedly being unprofessional, giving away free drinks, but wasn't even doing it.
Who to?
This guy. Oh, just some customer. You are.
We did go a few times.
Yeah, and I never gave you free drinks. Never gave you free drinks.
You gave me a free drink once, which was the drainage from the. From the
could that be why he was?
I was very sick. Yeah. Full of garlic bingo, demanded you.
Did not give you that drink. Big old slug got into the backpack.
That doesn't even make sense.
Caught him drinking from the fucking drain.
Yeah,
had to run in with the salt.
It's easy to pass by you fucking stick.
Yeah, didn't have any to hand. Just had to grab some salted peanuts.
Yeah,
just chuck him at him, peanuts, chuck him at him, try and chase him away.
Fucking suck him, mate.
Fucking scurried
sucking
off, didn't he?
Peanuts.
I can never be as good at running.
I love that joke. I
felt out of place in year three when they weighed us all and I was the heaviest.
Why?
That's what they did in our school. They did everyone's height and weight.
Yeah. Big scoreboard. You know, the Top Gear scoreboard.
Got weighed with the year sixes today. Proud of me, mum.
Now we move on to this bloody good segment.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
This week, Thomas is detective.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh.
Would you like to see that? I'll read out the message firstly. Filled my nostrils when we went to see Inception. I thought someone had farted.
Ryan, did you receive or send this text?
I sent that text.
You sent it?
Yeah. To my brother.
You sure, Ryan?
Yeah, it'd be in blue, wouldn't it?
I don't have my iMessage.
Still, it'd be in green then, wouldn't it?
It'd be on the right-hand side then, wouldn't it? Coming across.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I meant I sent that to my brother. I mean, my brother sent that to me.
That's a good change.
Do I have to delve into this?
No, see what he has.
Oh, go on. Tell me your story.
So, have you ever
found a place, Ryan?
No, go on, go on.
Fucking unprofessional.
Go on, talk to me.
No. Oh, I'm so annoyed. I'm fucking ages trying to come up with a good story.
At least you sent me the fucking picture.
What's the story?
No. Come on,
The listeners, the viewers, they want this.
Right, okay. So, right, way back in the day. Yeah,
what were we talking about?
2010.
Be specific.
I had Lynx Marmite and I put it on myself. And me and my brother saw that film together and we were saying how much it stinks. And then he got it for Christmas. I've noticed a few flaws in this story, actually, because I was with him for Christmas.
I was up all night.
And he told me about that he got Lynx Marmite for Christmas, and I was like, oh, you know, when I got that for Inception, filled up my nostrils.
Lynx Marmite wasn't out in 2010, was it?
I think it's been out before. It's been out before. Yeah, like, it
not 2010,
out.
Mate.
It's 12 years ago.
Yeah, wasn't out then. They weren't doing the Marmite theme stuff then.
Oh, was that actually a thing?
Yeah.
Max, talk to me about this message.
I received this text from a friend.
Round detective.
You received this text?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a fucking solid start.
Well, one of these is lying.
That wasn't a text. It's Facebook Messenger.
You received this on
Facebook
Messenger. Okay. Yeah. You from?
A friend of mine.
Where do you know him from?
School.
School. Which school?
My school.
Where was the school?
In Portsmouth.
Portsmouth. Yeah. How old were you?
So this wasn't during school.
Okay.
I think this was, I want to say 2010.
2010.
I want to say that.
During the Lynx Africa, Lynx Marmite wave.
Yeah, oh God.
Sure, yeah. Good move for the stuff.
Yeah.
Film and nostrils.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, your brother still wear it?
It's not a true story.
Is it not?
Or is it?
Yeah, I like that. I fucking love that. Yeah, so my friend sent me this because I... she sent me this.
I know, but so can you just talk me through what was going on here?
So we went to see Inception, and I used to hate paying over the price for the sweets, the treats you get.
Yep.
Fucking £5 for a bag of gummy worms. Are you kidding?
Sweet treats.
So I'd stop off at the Tesco and fill my pockets with Cornish pasties.
Yeah.
And apparently the tikka masala ones stank out the cinema.
Felt my nostrils when we went to see Inception. I thought someone had farted. Stephen?
Yeah. This is a message I received from Joe McGrath.
True. why did he send you this? When?
When it would have been last year.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit longer. And it was when we were doing the film podcast.
The film podcast.
We did Stephen Tries Movies.
Stephen Tries Movies.
Yeah.
And so what had happened to...
I was just talking to Joe about... My mum brought in egg mayo sandwiches to the cinema. He was talking about when his dad brought his homemade onion bhajis in.
Filled my nostrils when we went to see Inception. I thought someone had farted.
Don't ask me any more questions.
Fuck off!
Get out of my...
That's disgusting, Ryan.
Right. I'd be livid if it's Ryan's, because you've made some terrible errors. And it's definitely not true. It's definitely not true. I think you're telling the truth, Stephen. But it's him, isn't it?
It's me, yeah.
I thought so. Fucking
£5 for gummy worms.
I always fucking go against myself right at the last minute. Fucking Joe McGrath.
Joe McGrath.
Oh, I'm so annoyed.
Oh, don't be annoyed.
Because I knew that was going to happen.
Don't be annoyed.
I was like, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to say it's Max, but then I'll doubt myself. Say it's Stephen and I'll be wrong.
It's not
you fucking sucked there, didn't you?
He did.
Honestly.
Sucked the life out of this room.
It was really shit.
Hey, could you watch your language, please? Yeah. You're cussing up a storm.
Should probably apologise.
Sorry for another disappointing Stephen lies from myself, because of myself.
This is a viewer's embarrassing story from Josh Bott. Weird name.
No.
Just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Let it know then.
Excitement.
You sound like Ryan Bott.
Filled my mind.
Yes. Top 10 moment.
I'll take it.
Did you get what you
imagine means? If it was?
It probably is a top 10 moment at this Bott. Stage.
Yeah. Oh, definitely,
yeah.
Hi, Steve and the gang. When I was in year 12, I was dating a girl in year 13. Oh, yeah. I thought it was just 12 and 13. I went round her house for the first time and her parents were out. She lived in a big old house with lots of small rooms.
Sexy.
After pizza, we retired to her bedroom and I got stuck in. Pizza.
Oh.
I heard a car door and said, "Oh God, are your parents back?" To which she said, "Don't worry, it's a big house. We've got 3 more minutes," which would imply that she's done this before. I thought, no chance am I risking that, and I quickly put my clothes back on to run to the bathroom to wash my hands. I ran across the landing and came face to face with her father, whom I'd never met, and awkwardly stood there for what felt like an age, but was probably 2 seconds. I put my hand out to shake his hand. He copied. I quickly put mine to stop him coming into contact with his daughter's juices. I think put mine away. Fortunately, the girl arrived just in time to save my embarrassment. Unfortunately, she appeared in just a dressing gown, removing all doubt about what had just happened. Never saw her again. Terrible.
Very awkward.
Oh, you're,
she was really unprofessional.
Oh, I've got no stories like that, unfortunately.
Oh, I do. I do. I want to...
They were my juices.
I want to...
And it was my dad's.
Wow.
I don't know why I've put this one through. This is from Finny, but my dog just passed away tonight and I was pretty bummed out. But just wanted to let you know that you boys on the podcast really brightened my mood, especially that loony fella.
Oh.
Nice message there. Oh, thanks, Finny.
Really appreciate that. It's awful when pets die. Chin up, mate.
Could have put my name in it, though. No. Bit rude. Bit of a dick move, that.
Did the right
thing. Oh, loony fella. Fuck
off. Why would people lie? Why would people
get
lie?
Get fucked.
I mean, the last thing, after my pets just died, I mean, I'm dreading IMAX.
Why?
Because it's a downer, isn't it?
No, it's good fun. It's good fun. It lightens the mood.
It doesn't.
Lightens the mood.
That's the whole thing.
Look at me, I'm smiling.
When you were unprofessional when you worked as an undertaker and you used to make the eulogies about you. Bit rude, that. Mention all the family, not me. Fucking hell. Good riddance. Bye, 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 bye. thank you guys for, you know, getting in touch with your embarrassing stories.
Yeah.
Can you maybe have ones that aren't about having sex as a youngster? Because I can't relate, you know. I want to have some fun here too.
Embarrassing.
Chomping punani and stuff. We don't have a Manscaped ad, that would have been perfect.
Chomping. You're right. You need some water?
That's all right. I'll get it soon.
You need some water? No, that's what he's getting at there. Do you need some water? Speaking of thirsty work, it's Cymax, isn't it?
Fucking hell, I hate this segment.
Hey guys, this week I have been, you know me, I love my movies.
So you sort of rolled your eyes as you said that.
No, I think I was sort of delving into the depths of my mind.
Yeah.
Love the movies, and one thing I love to do is make movies.
Oh!
And one thing I love to also do is talk to producers and board members about making movies.
We're board members.
Yeah. Keep saying movies.
Yeah.
Saying excellent. Too much.
Thanks, I really love
it. Well, excrement.
Thanks, mate. Yeah.
No!
The smell of... You hit back at him, use some of your boxing beef. The audio listeners, Ryan right, just
stuck up his fingers.
Ooh. You see, that's your mum's treat.
Another great IMAX segment. A lot of laughs going around. A lot of happiness.
Yeah. It's just the general podcast.
Yeah.
A bit of classic claim Stephen Tries incest humour.
Claim that.
No, I love that. Just all this humour in my segment. Oh, who would have thought?
In spite of your segment.
No, not at all. No, that's rude.
Everyone, stop laughing now. It's time for IMAX.
Oh, more laughs. Thank you. Yeah, so I spoke to some people about making movies.
Should I press play?
Yes, please play the movie. Okay. The song sounds.
Here we go. And this is you speaking to the producers.
It's me speaking to some people about
board members.
A movie.
Board members.
And this is the producers speaking to you. Yeah.
Yes.
Little Willie, yeah, it sounds like they did see you.
Yeah, they wouldn't have said that though. They would have said, fucking huge hog.
You should make a film about that.
Huge hog. Your pants were up.
Yeah, I'm really high, so my penis is poking out the bottom. By my ankles.
Nothing says huge hog like poking.
Is huge! Is that your big toe?
Huge,
oh, wait, no, it's your fucking massive cock. God, memories. I had to edit that out.
Is that?
It's unprofessional. You wouldn't say that in a board meeting, would you?
No.
Welcome to the IMAX experience. Enjoy the show.
Beckham, Rocky, OJ. These are but a few of the amazing athletes that have a major motion picture / documentary made about them.
Martin, this is kind of an official meeting.
Simmer down, lad. It's me, the people's champion. Just wondering if I could use some of that Gymshark PR money to make a movie about my journey to the top.
What are you talking about?
The people need to know what I've been through, what it takes to be a true Gymshark.
Sorry, I just don't see it.
What would you know, old man?
Neither do I. It's nothing.
You're just a load of old fogies. You don't understand us cool kids. Look at this. I made headlines wearing my new Gymshark shorts.
You started a panic on a public beach.
Well, some people don't understand fashion or art.
You're damn right it's your ass.
No, art. Oh, wait, I didn't see that hole back there. Guess all that screaming and rioting makes sense now.
God knows who you could have injured.
Please, guys, I need this. Oh, look who it is. Old Mr. Gymshark himself.
That's a shark.
Haha, damn straight. Fuck you, old nerds.
Look at the outline. Look at the mouth, the eyes.
Wait, I'm a Gymshark, not a real shark. Wait, Mr. Gymshark. You're not wearing your famous glasses. You can't see me properly.
That's a shark. And I know what a shark looks like because I've seen one up close.
just shot up the damn place.
Fuck me.
No thanks. I'd rather listen to IMAX.
That is
back again next week.
That was one of the worst things.
You'll get him next week, mate. You'll get him next week.
Cheers.
Right? It's just a bad first round. Come back in the second round, man.
Yeah.
First round was last week.
Nah, that was a knockout performance.
Cheers.
This is a new fight. Fight to get a laugh. You enjoy that?
Yeah.
Make it known.
Oh, stop.
More laughs in my segment.
No, it's your segment.
Yeah, I love that.
Your segment ended about halfway through, hopefully. Yeah, that was a real good expression of your life and
thank you.
And the way you were feeling this week.
Yeah.
Your journey.
A lot of things happen.
Why are you laughing when you say that? We're trying to be nice.
Yeah.
I am saying your journey.
No, you're very, very smug this week.
Oh, fuck off.
You fuck off.
No, please don't.
No, go on. Off you go. Off you pop. Yeah, it feels like it. Funny speaking. Piss off, gobshite. Get out.
Can I?
Get out.
Really?
I'm in a big enough gap for you.
God.
Thanks.
There you are. Go on.
You don't have to actually go through that gap.
He's milking it.
He does.
Oh.
See you, mate.
Oh, wow.
Bye.
See you later, Ryan.
Tea water as well.
I'll go for a wee.
Yeah, of course.
No, I'm good, thanks, mate.
Still on the old Rennies, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Joe,
once you pop, you can't stop.
Funny story. Well, it's not funny.
Talk about the IMAX.
Joe came to the flat before going out the other day, and he was the last to use the toilet. I was in the bath, and so he went, oh, I think someone weed on the floor. Joe left a little bit of piss on the floor. Cheers, Joe.
That's a good story, that, to be fair.
Hello there.
Hello.
How are we doing? We're right.
Hello, mate. Are you okay?
I am very happy, thank you. Sorry for this puncture in the eye.
Are you sure you're happy? You know, what's your name? Wacky fella.
My name's Jimmy the Slut.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy.
Nice.
Hello, Jimmy the Slut.
Vibe from you. What are you up to, Jimmy?
I just thought I'd come and say hello.
Is that it?
What are you up to, Jimmy? Oh. Well, the thing is, I come here because I wanted to talk to you about something, right?
Okay.
Well, the thing is, I've got a bit of an addiction. What? I'm crazy.
Is it Conkiss, look?
Please. By the bike sheds.
The thing is, my addiction, right, is that I just can't stop using this lip balm on my lips.
On your lips?
So you're a slut for lip balm.
I love a bit of lippy.
So good. Honestly, this is one of the top 10 best things I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wow.
What's supposed to be the nine?
And if this is an addiction...
Starburst. Man, I love my mother's roast dinner. Candy floss. Yeah. Roller coasters. I bloody love roller coasters.
Sorry, curtains.
Goblin, Belfast.
Goblin.
Goblin.
Goblin in Belfast.
Open your ears.
So you love lip balm.
Aye.
Is it number one on the list?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, often addictions can sort of have side effects.
Mm.
Difficult things in life. Has that given you any difficulties?
Sometimes when I'm eating food, it all tastes like the same.
Is it spearmint, that? Does it taste good? Do you ever just take a bite of it and just chew it, just have a little chew?
No.
Because you just can't get enough of it.
I've done it a couple of times in the past, oh.
Don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it.
I was eating some crisps and having lip balm at the same time. And
one thing led to another.
Fucking bullshit. Bullshit.
You okay?
You don't really love lip balm. I'm not convinced.
I think I need to go and see a doctor.
Why are you putting the lid on?
Because my lips are on fire, Max.
Why?
Because I'm starting to suspect.
You should put some balm on it.
Oh, my Jesus Christ.
You're right.
Fuck me.
What's
honestly,
up?
There's like two chilies on my lips. They're on fire. They're on fire.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Right, tell you, what you could do, Jimmy, this will actually be really helpful.
I don't know what's happened.
Just bite off the end of it.
I think you should stop talking. I'm not going to bite the end.
Look at me when you're talking to me, Jimmy.
You sound agitated. Wait, why don't you have some more lip balm?
I'm saying bite the end of it and then go for some of the lower down bit to kind of soothe the chili.
Keep rubbing it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's just sticking it all in.
Yeah, that's right. You are a slut.
Dirty.
So, Jimmy, whereabouts are you from in Ireland?
I'm from a wee place called Enniskillen.
Does it rain a lot there?
It does, yeah.
Hence the hat.
Yeah,
nice.
Hey, yeah. Do you know, I forgot I was wearing that.
What's your favourite Subway to make?
Subway, probably the bacon BLT.
The bacon BLT.
The bacon BLT. The BLT. BLT.
I love the bacon, bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Bacon, lettuce, and bacon. Tomato, eh?
Thank you.
Bacon.
Are you from Ireland?
I'm from Ireland. I'm from Ireland. I like bacon, lettuce, and tomatoes. but that's probably my favorite. I'm actually on shift now.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Ireland's a long way away.
How's your lunch break?
They're quite a short staff in Manchester, so I thought I'd come down and do a quick shift.
Off your own volition.
Yeah, yeah. I
thought I'd do a quick
some of that Mancunian
lip balm. I was sporting my boss this morning. Oh.
You're right, mate.
You got any water?
No, Jimmy.
No.
I don't.
Fuck it.
You're bonkers. What do you need water for? Are your lips dry?
Well, they're just a bit off, eh? Thank you very much.
Water based, that.
See
you. When you take a bite.
Also, Caroline Reaper based.
It's not.
Oh, stop using the end, Ryan. Jimmy, the slut.
Is this an alter ego you've got?
What? Thank you very much. Yeah, I got very lucky that this was here.
Don't thank us.
Because I'd used all of them on the way.
Had you?
Yes.
What were you doing?
Well, I was using them on my lips.
Oh, right.
Same little slut.
What's so slutty about it?
I just can't stop. Honestly, I need to be doing this all the time.
You know, does that mean that people with gambling addictions, they're sluts?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Fair enough.
What you're trying to prove there? Embarrassing yourself, mate.
Yeah, I feel stupid.
Oh, God.
You okay?
I've got dry...
You got what?
No, nothing. I get dry lips really quickly.
Use some of that.
I was running out, like I was saying earlier, and I saw
you've always said that.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
But because I've got quite dry lips and it's got quite a lot of chili on it, it's causing quite a lot of pain.
I don't think it's... That won't have chili on it.
Or maybe it's just...
What does it say on the ingredients?
Dodgy batch.
You're a dodgy batch.
It just says Birmingham.
Birmingham. 100% Birmingham.
Birmingham.
No added sugar.
You okay, Jimmy?
Aye.
he said aye very quickly.
Aye. So what's your up to today then?
We'll ask the questions. Jimmy, will Subway ever sack you, do you reckon? If you just go off
It's definitely a possibility. My lip balm addiction has forced me to not work as hard as I used to.
Surely everything you make goes on lip balm as well.
What do you mean? Everything I make goes on lip balm?
Money-wise.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Not sandwich-wise.
I was very confused. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
A lot of my money goes on lip balm, unfortunately. I did have a wife, but she left me.
How old are you, Jimmy?
I'm easily 28.
Easily?
Wow.
That's a really strange way of putting that.
So easy.
Easily 28.
So you've had no trepidations in life? No difficulties?
Well, other than I've had many addictions before.
Right.
Cocaine was one of them. But I got over that quite quickly. But the lip balm, I just can't seem to kick.
Oh, well, you've not used it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
Put it on the floor.
You're right.
That bullshit, if you ask me.
I like to make it last.
Someone just had a cocaine addiction, made it easily to 28, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Is everything okay, mate?
I might have to take off soon.
Yeah, you've...
Because I've got a shift to start in about 20 minutes.
Okay. Let's do one last smear and then we'll say bye.
You want a little bit?
No, I'm good.
Go on.
No.
Go on. COVID, mate.
Go on.
COVID.
Go on, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy,
oh,
sorry.
Stupid
idiot.
I can't be doing that. Ladies and gentlemen.
That old Irish farewell.
Yeah, but anyway.
That was going to be good.
It's great when he came in just to say hello.
Yeah.
How about a howl?
Oh, strange guy.
Imagine that at Subway.
Was slutty though, wasn't it?
Yeah, so slutty.
Oh, I've got hot lips.
Damn.
Get over it, mate. You're alright.
You're alright, mate.
You up to?
I just sucked off a chili peanut.
You're right, mate. Your tash is sweating.
Lips have just flared up.
Have they?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Flares are in style, though, so.
Yeah.
You're in there, mate. It's now time for Mystifying Ryan.
Ooh.
Mystifying.
Of course, we have a jingle.
Mystifying Ryan.
Hello there. My name is Ryan Locke.
Send him off! Send the dirty gate off! Get him off the field! That was diabolical! Get him off the field!
Ryan's Mysteries. Ooh, I just swallowed a bit.
The chili peanut.
Oh.
Max's goop.
So in this, I will quickly explain a mystery that's happened and then tell you how I think it went down.
What occurred, yeah.
Yeah, so I think this is actually a mystery you've mentioned before, like, ages ago.
Well,
this is
the original one.
The Flannan Isles...
Get that thing ready.
Ignore this, yeah.
The Flannan Isles Lighthouse. In 1900, three people were working in this lighthouse. A fourth man was on his way to start his shift. He arrived there. There was a plate of food. All their coats were there, but the lifeguard people were... lighthouse people were nowhere to be seen.
Where was the knife man?
Well, this is what I'm coming on to. Oh. I think he killed them.
What are you on about? I didn't follow what you said.
I know you said you were going to explain the mystery quickly.
Right.
You think that was really quick.
The fourth man killed them.
I think, yeah. The fourth man, on his way to start his shift, killed them and then just dumped their bodies in the sea. And then was like, oh, look, these three people went missing. I don't know where they've gone.
That's an unprofessional thing to do at work.
Maybe he felt out of place.
Yeah. Have you had a lip balm addiction? Yeah.
So I think, he killed him. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Next.
Mystery solved.
Well done.
In 1944, there were 6 rainstorms in Washington.
Rain?
It is a mystery. Except it didn't rain water. It rains like gelatinous blobs.
Genderless blobs. Blob. That's what they used to call me.
Blob-like rain.
I've got a penis.
It's there. Which residents described as jelly-like. To make
things
even weirder.
That's just fucking rude, mate.
To make things even weirder, right? A number of residents experienced flu-like symptoms after coming in contact with the substance, and pets all over the city started dying.
Well,
when tests were run on the mystery rain, they were found out that it contained human white blood cells. But to this day, no one exactly knows what caused it.
I mean, that is weird. So what's your...
Aliens,
what's
mate?
Your favourite flavour of jelly?
Just the red one, strawberry.
Red one.
Red.
Red jelly.
I don't have any other flavours of jelly. Bloody love jelly. You know when you suck it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Ryan's obviously right. That was aliens.
Obviously. Come on, guys. Got a mystery here.
Open your fucking eyes, sheeple.
You've got one more.
Yeah, I've got one more.
Genderless blob.
What's Joe McGrath doing in the Steve Tries podcast? Am I right?
Good one.
Stephen obviously owes him loads of money and is in debt to him somehow.
Well, he helped start the podcast and got us in excess, so I feel a debt of gratitude. Yeah, but when he pisses on the bathroom floor, that debt goes
funny
away,
though, isn't it?
When I'm using wet wipes to fucking go over the floor. You know? Cheers, Joe.
Mystery solved.
Mm. Is that solved?
That is the mystery solved. Join me next week.
If you guys have got any mysteries that you want solving, get in touch.
Tom Looney. Looney, 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 Looney,
yes.
Looney,
Looney.
And he's gone.
He's gone. He's bonkers, though, isn't he? He just goes where he wants.
We're having a little quiz this week.
He goes where he wants. He does what he wants.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, mate, you know I love a bicky.
Yeah.
I love a bicker.
Yeah.
The old mum's a snag.
We're going to play some Complete the Lyrics.
Yeah, I love this.
Brilliant. I love music.
I'm so good at music.
I've tried to satisfy rounds. Everyone in here.
Oh,
yes, and he failed
on the podcast. The mystery there.
Because I know you like a bit of family circle.
Yeah.
I know you love a bit of family circle.
I do love a bit of family circle.
He's applying your vagina, mate.
Yeah.
It's more of an oval.
Are we talking about the ring?
It's disgusting, mate.
Yeah.
Probably thinking about Elton John.
No. You ready? Okay, start off quite easy.
Oh, Elton!
Hey, okay, that is so homophobic.
I just started getting involved.
That's really bad.
How are your lips?
Yeah, I'm hot.
Number one. She might have let you hold her hand in school, but I'm going to show you how to blank.
Work that booty.
Run a mile.
Run a mile. The word I'm looking for was graduate. That's Nicki Minaj, Jessie J, Ariana Grande. Bang, bang.
Okay. You didn't really do it in the right tone.
Okay, I mean,
rhythm
doesn't rhyme.
That's why I'm not going
to
give it away.
My mama show you how to graduate.
Yeah, number two. I wish you'd stop ignoring me because you're sending me to blank.
Wish you'd stop ignoring me because you're sending me to despair.
Correct.
Yeah.
Arctic Monkeys. One for Stephen.
Nice. Oh, I love the Arctic Monkeys.
Yep.
So bloody indie over here.
Doo-doo-doo. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if our love was just a circus,
then you're a fucking clown.
You're a clown by now. I'm a clown by now.
You can have that. You'd be a clown by now, Elton John.
Fucking hell.
Oh, yeah. You know,
fuck me.
Something comes out of his lips, he's on it.
Number four, I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise.
Oh my god, I'm a wizard mind sweeper, I can play for days.
Boom, Weird Al Yankovic. There we go.
Yes.
2-1. Okay. Everybody knows your mum is a whore. Getting round Piccadilly looking for Willy.
Just your own song.
No.
Oh, right. Everyone knows that your mum is a whore.
Getting round Piccadilly looking for Willy.
Slut.
Punters pull up and say, don't be silly. That was Little T.
He said the word punters, Little T.
Yeah.
Gus, got a ghostwriter.
If you didn't want to talk to me outside your concert, you didn't have to, but you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only blank years old.
12.
7.
10.
He's 6 years old. Matthew's 6 years
he's
old.
He's young.
Okay. I shouldn't be at a concert.
There's a couple more now. Ryan, you need to get both of these if you want to share them bickies with Max. Anyway. Do you know what you started? I just came here to party. Next line.
Can I hear it one more time?
Do you know what you started?
Would you do it in the song's rhythm?
Do you know what you started? I just came here to party.
On the dance floor, acting naughty.
But now we're rocking on the dance floor, acting naughty. I guess...
If he gets a point for the other one, I'll get
I guess...
I should have got a point then, because I was closest to the number.
Shut up, Ryan.
No!
I should have got a bicky.
Are we saying this is for the win?
Yes.
If you gave me that one.
Okay, right, okay, so you're on two. Ryan, you're on none.
Yep. Gonna get this one.
Try the grey stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me.
Ask the dishes.
Okay, there we go.
Beauty and the Beast, Mrs. Potts.
No. Stephen and Max share the biscuits. So that was just a consolation,
Ryan,
wasn't
it?
There we go. Do you want to share?
No, you haven't.
Why don't we do an old Stephen Joyce edition where we do a segment, but Max has to try and eat as much as he can whilst we're doing it?
Yes.
Put it to the max as well.
I'm on a diet.
Put it to the max.
Oh, no. Just have the healthy one then.
Shall I open the biscuits or not? Who's what are we doing with the biscuits?
It's up to you, Tom. They're yours.
They're yours.
I want you two to decide.
Can we have put it to the max, please?
What happens with the bickies?
You eat them.
Ryan can eat them all in one go.
I'll be sick.
Oh, think how many bourbons are in there?
Ryan, they are my favourites. At least. Why don't you answer some questions and eat some biscuits, you know?
Do you want to get a biscuit on the go, Ryan, while I'm reading?
That'd be good.
You could just put one in his mouth, Stephen. Maybe a cookie or a nice jam one.
He
deserves a bit of jam.
That's my favourite.
Yeah.
You said the because the greens are your favourite, so do you want that one?
What up, Pentings? Roy here with a bummer of a question. My father, who but 20 years ago planted the seed that created little old me, has been having an affair behind my mother's back. I witnessed him canoodling with his secretary at a Five Guys. I don't know what to do. Shall I tell my mother, who but 20 years ago shot me into this world covered in fluids and screaming, or tell my father to buck up his act? Thanks.
So he's caught his dad canoodling.
Yeah, I guess he's seen his father.
Out of Five Guys.
What's your instinct, Ryan?
No, not good, is it? Probably should.
I would stand if I could.
That's that biscuit mentality you've got there, mate.
You should speak to his dad.
What should you say?
That deserves a bourbon.
No more.
It that does deserves actually. A bourbon.
This is my last one.
And so finish that and then get that bourbon in. I want to see you enjoy that bourbon.
You're going to end up like me by the end of this.
My micro penis.
Get fucked, mate. It's bigger than your fucking body, mate.
Oh, look what you've made him do now.
No, mate.
Yeah, speak to your dad.
Not
my dad.
Oh, fuck.
Proud of you, babe.
I can't take you seriously without a bourbon in your mouth.
Ryan, imagine you caught your dad having an affair
at an overpriced fast food restaurant.
Your mum was like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so in love. Mm. What'd you say?
Mum.
Hello, son.
These are my favourite biscuits.
The apple of my eye. The seed of my foof.
I've seen Dad being a bit dodgy.
Oh, no. Has he seen us being dodgy?
What? Oh, good. Right, yeah.
What do you mean?
Brilliant.
Brilliant it was, wasn't it? Valentine's Day has never been so good. Got your father's tongue.
Biscuits now.
Son, why are you stress eating? What's the matter? What's on your mind? Let's get these gloves off.
Dad's been flirting with women in TGI.
Flirting?
TGI, yeah. Five Guys.
What? He's been flirting with five guys? Name them.
No, women.
The cult. Ryan, you're not thinking straight. Here's some biscuits.
Honestly, I had two biscuits like before I got here.
Don't refuse a biscuit from your mother.
No more. No more, please.
Where were we, Ryan?
Dad, right? Was in Five Guys and what? I saw him.
What? I thought it smelt weird. I told the dirty get to shower.
And he was flirting with some woman.
It's fun men are flirting with women.
They were really going for it in terms of flirting.
What about the sex? What about the anal sex, Ryan?
I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, tell me more.
There's nothing much else to know. It's nothing to do with me.
I need to be so blasé. You've seen your father having a gay orgy whilst flirting with women. The man's a slut. A no-good slut. Spit that biscuit out and tell me the details.
Honestly, you need to speak to him. It's nothing to do with me.
Of course, but I need to speak to you first.
Why?
Who were the men?
I don't know. There was no men.
What? Your dad's gone through a whole five-a-side team here.
Five guys.
Yes, they're five guys.
Five guys.
I don't care if they played football or not.
They were in Five Guys.
What? Five guys in Five Guys? What sort of trail of dirty deeds was this? And he has the gall to flirt with women? Well, that's just the cherry on top of this bumming cake.
What are you going to do, Mum?
What are you going to do? You can speak to your father.
Dad?
Hello?
Have a biscuit, son. I'll give you compliments.
Oh, please, I can't eat any more biscuits.
Just have a chucky chip off it, then.
I'm going to be sick.
You know, son of man, if you can't eat a bicky, yeah, quicker than a bicky, that's what I say.
Oh, nookie and a cookie.
Other things.
But you custard creamed in those Five Guys, didn't it?
Didn't it? Yeah.
Well, I'll say.
Thank you, love.
Who's this slut?
Are you going to introduce me?
Her name's Stacey.
Stacey.
She works at my work.
Suppose you were talking with my husband whilst he ploughed five men. They were ploughing five men.
Okay. What is this?
I used to feed my husband biscuits. He loved it when I did it. Now I do it to my son. Here's a four. Oh, nay, five. That's your game, isn't it? Chucking five in your mouth. Bet you were singing Elton John as you did it. Like one of Ryan's friends.
Oh, the fit one. Yeah, I know him.
Oh, of course you would. Of course you would. You probably have.
Been hanging out the back of him.
Does he not do it to you?
No. I couldn't handle the size of that fat penis. That fucking huge hog. Thought it was his big toe, but no, it was his fat cock.
Really, you compare it to a big toe, which is usually about an inch or two.
No, I mean, I thought it was in the same area.
You can speak up. Tell me what you saw in great detail, son.
Man of house now. Yeah. Time to step up.
Shut
Eat one more
Stacey.
Biscuit than your dad.
No.
Time
don't
to
eat biscuits.
Time to prove yourself.
You won't eat it if you give it him. You'll
time
eat it
to prove
give.
Yourself.
Mm-mm. Fuck off, Mum.
Don't disrespect your mother and father.
Thank you, Stacey.
Mum.
I say you got a chip on your shoulder, but it's not as bicky.
So you got a
nice.
Cock in five men. That'd be right.
It's the dream.
It's the reality for you.
Are we done?
No, me and your father are. Who do you want to live with?
You'll have six dads if you come with me.
You will have to come with him.
They won't let you live with us otherwise.
So there you Fair go, Roy. Hopefully that helps you with your issues.
These have gone down a treat.
Yeah. You've bloody scoffed.
Enjoyed them.
Yeah. Oh, you've...
I've had mine.
That's the end of Family Circle for this week.
Yeah. Turn that family apart, Ryan.
Nom.
For a custard cream, you didn't
No,
before.
I really, sure? really don't. Thank you, though. Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Tom, for...
You're welcome.
Is there any more? Final question.
It's the final
question. If you were in the Witness Protection Programme, what would your new name be and where would you go?
Should we decide it for each other?
Yeah. Oh, God.
That'd be funnier. I think I'd change Ryan's name to Reginald Fluffpants.
Oh, I was going to say Reginald.
You can do then.
Okay. Reginald Fluffpants.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah. Don't you worry, boys.
That's not stealing a joke. That's a painting on your
shut up and sit down. Sure. We have a joke thief that needs to be punished pronto.
Tell it to the judge. Yeah. This week I'm the judge, and Ryan, you are guilty. That is your second strike. No one else has had one.
Yeah,
so you will be punished next week.
Brilliant.
And you get some lip balm on your arsehole. names for people. And where would you go?
Okay, Max, you can be a chunky fluff pump.
chunky fluff pump? Are you fucking kidding? I'm not being protected with a name like that, am I?
Where are you going?
Prison.
Oh, it's fucking chunky fluff. Where am I going?
Prison.
Fucking prison. Chunky fluff pump going to prison.
You can decide what you've done now. You can decide what you've done.
Chunky fluff pump is going to the queue in Alton Towers.
What fuck are they protecting me from? Oh, it's worse for you out there, chunky.
Protecting everyone else. Gotta keep the people safe.
Chunky. Come down from that tree.
You'll be fluffing anyone else's pumps.
It's a dream.
Maybe name you like McGrath, something like that.
Yeah. Maybe. Come on.
I think then you'd be reminded of him every day.
Yeah.
Send you to. Don't know.
You need a biscuit, don't you?
Can't do it anymore. My stomach is
full of biscuits.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Give Max the name Cheeky Scoundrel, and send him to
Cheeky Fluff Scoundrel.
Jesus.
Send him to Legoland.
Cheeky Scoundrel. Yeah.
Legoland.
Yeah. You just cause havoc there.
It's better than prison.
Oh. Mm. So you see what you do at Legoland. Merely a pit stop for prison.
Well, I'd love to be on The Hunted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can do that now if you want.
Good, yeah.
We'll all close our eyes.
All right.
Yeah.
Go on.
Right.
Ryan.
How was it? It was him. Stop.
How dare you?
Do you think I would throw a biscuit?
Yes.
Right.
We've got it on camera, so we'll see.
Fucking crumbs everywhere.
You'll be laughing.
Yeah, we'll be laughing when I realise it was you.
A change. Ryan's name to porn star Martini.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'd send you to India.
Right. Porn star Martini.
Yeah.
Can't think of any hilarious names.
Oh, go on.
Hercules.
That's so funny.
You fucking done it, then.
You doubted yourself as well.
I do, yeah.
That's the sad thing.
What a great way to end this podcast.
Yeah.
No. I reckon this is a brand new spin-off. Ryan names different Disney films.
No, I mean, I could name many Disney films.
Go on.
Name
how
six.
Many could you name
six
how could you name in 30 seconds?
Oh, I don't know.
15 in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think so, yes.
Okay.
30 seconds, go.
Max can judge.
Ready?
Go.
Aladdin, Aristocats, Dumbo, Bambi,
why'd you say Dumbo?
Beauty and the Beast.
Hold on, why'd you say Dumbo?
Dumbo?
Yeah, why are you saying Dumbo? Was that third or fourth come out with Dumbo? Sit right with me. Straight for fucking Dumbo.
This is a distraction. Have you,
drink?
Okay,
carry on.
Not going to break the record now.
You got 4 seconds.
You're on five, mate.
Oh, I'll just leave it.
Oh, unlucky. Ryan, your forfeit is to eat the rest of the biscuits.
Yay! Even the ones on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More Bickies.
Cool. You get those.
Oh, don't I need a poo.
Thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Max Smith.
Goodbye there.
And Tom Looney.
Looney.
Cheers.
Stay
thank
safe,
you.
Stay humble.
How was that?